Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the first segment's going to be a little bit rated R, because apparently we have some medical headlines, and it has to do with a woman faking it. And the biggest question a lot of people have is, how do they know if their partner is faking it? Well, for those of us ladies who have sex with men, it's pretty easy to tell. Alright, if they climax, you could tell. It's very well known. Multiple signs, multiple alarms. Hey, it's, you could tell. But if your partner is a female, sometimes you can't tell. And scientists are saying that if your female partner moans, that doesn't count. Moaning doesn't count. There's other factors. And this comes from scientists from the University of Ottawa. Luckily, our tax dollars didn't go to this, but in Canada, they paid for the study. They said scientists at the University of Ottawa have set out to measure the female orgasm for the very first time. And their findings suggest that female orgasms should be defined as, quote, pleasurable satisfaction, but moaning should be removed as a measure entirely. Cannot measure it, doesn't count. So, it's our fault, ladies. We faked it so many times that now scientists are like, you can't use it. I thought we did a pretty dang good job. That is pretty... I mean, I kind of got my moan down. I got the moan perfect. I worked so hard on that, I don't even know what else I could do. I'm not very good at faking. They said they hope the findings could be used to improve interventions for women who are unsatisfied with their orgasm experiences. In the study, the researchers set out to answer the question, how do you measure the female orgasm? This was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. And the team surveyed 637 women about their experiences when they climax, both if they do it alone or with a partner. And the survey included questions on both the orgasm rating scale. Apparently there's a scale, kind of like a Richter scale. There's an orgasm scale. Alright. And then there's also a bodily sensations of orgasm scale, the BSOS. And it's a 28-item self-report measure used to assess the experience. Okay, see, how do you remember? That's my problem. I don't see how somebody could sit there and go, wait, I said this, I did this, I did this, I did this. You know, don't you kind of go blank? And then, you know, you kind of come to and you're like, that was fantastic, and then you fall asleep? So I don't know if I would remember. But some of the things on their scale they used in terms of terms was loving, passionate, tender, unifying. Okay, I'm sure our male partners are not very excited about that. Honey, I found that so unifying. Yeah. Let's unify on opposite sides of the bed right now. Ecstatic, elated, euphoric, rapturous. Rapturous is a nice word. Pleasurable, satisfying, fulfilling, relaxing, peaceful, soothing, building. Honey, that was building. See, with a lot of us women, it's about building the relationship and getting closer and, you know, construction and the 2x4s and the, you know, we built something there. I don't think most, you know, male partners are really interested in the building aspect of it. Swelling. Somebody could say they swelled, they flooded, they flowed, they flushed, spreading, shooting, spurting, throbbing, pulsating, shuddering, trembling, and quivering are things they used on the rating scale. Now, before we even go on, you know, we women have been conditioned to not talk. I mean, I've been conditioned to not talk. And so during the act and after the act, I am fully well aware that male partners do not want you to use vocabulary or tap in on certain vocabulary. So if you're trying to go, you know, that was really unifying, that was really building, you know, that was very constitutional, that was very conservative, that was very liberal, I don't think that's going to go very far. So, you know, I don't understand what these scientists want. Okay, we have been told for centuries that we women should not talk during sex. That, I mean, unless it's words of encouragement, much of the content of our conversation are downers. So instead, because we want to vocalize, we learn to moan. If you take that moaning away, we're going to go back to talking. And I don't understand. Do these scientists really want us to say that was a very unifying experience? I guess. They say, in terms of BSOS terms, genital sensations, and spasms, and nociceptive sensations and sweating responses were the most common items. But anal contractions and moaning were the least common, with the researchers even suggesting that they should be removed from the scale entirely. Okay, so They said overall the findings suggest that the ORS and the BSOS are effective measures of the female orgasm, albeit with moaning removed. So personally, if you are having any issues thinking that your partner is satisfied, you have a communication issue. I think there are multiple signs, and they're trying to say, look at the non-vocal cues. There should be some non-vocal cues that show you. Although I think women could fake those too, so I think it's pretty easy to fake anything. And we talked about why women fake. Women fake sometimes because they want to go to sleep. Or they're like, look, it's not happening, and I don't want to make the person feel bad, so I'm just going to pretend like, oh, that was like the most unifying and building and constructive sexual event I ever had. And then they go, that was really constructive. And then they fall asleep. And so I feel bad for couples that aren't able to achieve that sort of enjoyment because it's amazing. And you know, but moaning, don't take that away. I think moaning is very important. I think it's a much better form of vocalization than some of the other sorts of vocalizations like squeals and screams and some of the other things. But I guess they want us to climax a certain way or they think we're faking it. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the next week or two, we are expecting some pretty big decisions to come down the pike from the Supreme Court, one including if they are going to keep Roe v. Wade or overturn it. But today, although people thought that the Roe v. Wade ruling would come out today, I'm not expecting that. We have another ruling that has come out where the Supreme Court has ruled that the state of Maine's tuition program violates the First Amendment if they exclude religious schools. This was the case of Carson versus Macon. And the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 Tuesday that a Maine tuition assistance program violated the First Amendment's free exercise clause for excluding religious schools from eligibility. The program provides tuition assistance for students without a local public school to attend private institutions, as long as the funding is not used for religious or sectarian teaching. According to Chief Justice John Roberts, he said Maine's non-sectarian requirement for its otherwise generally available tuition assistance payments violates the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. Regardless of how the benefit and restriction are described, the program operates to identify and exclude otherwise eligible schools on the basis of their religious exercise. Chief Justice Roberts stated that Maine providing the benefit of tuition assistance, they cannot condition those benefits in a way that effectively penalizes the free exercise of religion. So religious schools were allowed under the program before 1981, but then Maine adopted a, quote, non-sectarian requirement, citing the First Amendment. Roberts noted that this addition was made after Maine's Attorney General determined that funding private religious schools would violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. The Supreme Court ruled in 2002 that a program where private citizens made the decision as to where the money was going would not violate the clause. So the Supreme Court made that same determination today. They said a neutral benefit program in which public funds flow to religious organizations through the independent choices of private benefit recipients does not offend the Establishment Clause. This is why I'm not an attorney. Do you guys understand all that? It sounds like a bunch of double negatives, but I guess what they're saying is it's not a violation, or it is a violation of the First Amendment if funding for schools go to a school that is private and has religion. And if somebody says, but no, that affects freedom of speech, I think there's like a double negative in there, but I get where the ruling goes. They say a lower court ruling in Maine favored or a lower court ruling in Maine favored had said that the real benefit was not tuition assistance, but the provision of the rough equivalent of the public school education that Maine may permissible require to be secular. Roberts rejected that argument, saying the statute does not say anything like that. What the statute does say is that a school administrative unit that does not have its own high school shall pay the tuition at the public school of the approved private school of the parent's choice at which the student is accepted. The benefit is tuition at a public or private school selected by the parent, with no suggestion that the private school must somehow provide a public education. Now, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote that the majority is now requiring Maine to fund religious schools, and this runs afoul of the First Amendment. Roberts says in his majority opinion that that's wrong because Maine chose to allow some parents to direct state tuition payments to private schools. The decision was not forced upon it. Breyer also warned that this could lead to future problems. He said this is a situation ripe for conflict as it forces Maine into the position of evaluating the adequacy or appropriateness of a school's religiously inspired curriculum. Maine does not want this role, and the schools do not want Maine in this role either. So he says that by invalidating the non-sectarian requirement, the majority today subjects the state, the schools, and the people of Maine to social conflict of a kind that they and the religion clauses sought to present. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says that this continues to dismantle the wall of separation between church and state that the framers fought to build. She says that the school vouchers or either state funding could go towards religious institutions expresses growing concern for where this court will lead us next. So, you see, okay, I get the idea of separation of church and state, but we have an issue here. And the underlying issue is where our public education system is and parents' funding of it. And if parents in a school or school district wish to have their funds go to a non-public school and go to a private school, it looks like the states are deciding, you know, how that can be affected and how that can take place. And in my neck of the woods, a lot of the private schools are religious. So my kids went to Catholic school. It was a fantastic Catholic school, but they had to pay cash. We couldn't use public funds. We couldn't use, so our tax dollars went to the school system that we chose not to use, and we paid on top of that additional funds for a private school. But that was our choice. If a parent doesn't have a choice and there is a nearby school and they like the school, whether it's religious or not, should they have that option of using the tuition assistance for that school? And I get how it's controversial. You know, I mean, you know, for me, I love religion. So whether it's my religion or not, you know, I didn't mind it being a part of the curriculum. I get how some parents would, but then they don't choose that school. But this isn't that the parents are forced to go to a school that teaches a certain religion. This is if the parents, you know, are choosing a school for their child and this is what they want, then it's their choice. So I get what happened with the Supreme Court. Some of you might have a much better interpretation than I do of that. But the underlying problem at play, you know, isn't so much the separation of church and state. I don't see that. They keep bringing it up that we aren't, you know, separating church and state and we're forcing kids to have religion. And I think it's quite the opposite. Kids have very little religion now. You know, it should be up to the parents. But if a parent chooses, you know, a school that has that and they do have a benefit of tuition assistance, I think it should go to them if that's what the parents choose. But the problem we have is our public education system is not as enthusiastically embraced anymore. And public education is changing and it's taking a turn that a lot of parents do not like. I think there's one school district we're going to be talking about where the kids could get in trouble for misgendering. Where if they accidentally, you know, say, you know, I got the pencil from her and the student doesn't want that pronoun and wants a different pronoun and that other student was too young to understand, that student could be in trouble. And these are situations where parents don't want their child getting into trouble. Parents don't want their child to have to fill out a worksheet saying they're racist. Parents don't want to have a child that is, you know, being taught that, you know, they can, you know, like a snap of a fingers, change their gender without there being any sort of, you know, long-term consequences. You know, parents want to know that if their child is going to school, they're getting the math, they're getting their English, they're learning how to read, you know, they're, you know, but, you know, not a lot of these other social sort of issues. And I had said this, and I'm going to continue to say this, the kids are in school too long. The schools have our kids too many hours. We are using our schools as a third parent, and this is what happens. Then the schools feel like they have to take it upon themselves to be there and to counsel and to allow the kids to transition and to, or to talk to them about it, or to, you know, fix society's woes. And the schools are now venturing into where parents should be. Now, again, there's a lot of parents that are not, you know, teaching their kids proper things. They're not talking to them about sex. They're not talking to them about how inappropriate, you know, things are in society. And there's, and I get that sometimes the schools feel like they need to fill in the gaps. But we have our kids at school for 6 to 8 hours a day. And many of these, you know, teachers are starting to take on the role of additional parents. And with that, you know, parents are not liking what's happening within the school walls and what's happening in terms of what, you know, kids are being taught. So many want to choose a private school, or they want to choose a school that might not have curriculum that, you know, goes against what they believe. So we're going to then have probably more conflicts on where our tax dollars go if people don't want our tax dollars going to the public education system. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a main program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court's 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. Today is the first official day of summer and the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. As expected, maximum sunshine and intense heat are forecast for much of the country. Extreme heat in the upper Midwest and northern plains is forecast to move south and southeastward during the week. Temperature records could be broken in Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis, Little Rock, and St. Louis during the mid to late week. In the Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay beat Colorado 6-2 last night and now trail the series 2-1. Game 4 is Wednesday evening. USA Radio News. Dartmouth College, an Ivy League university in New Hampshire, said Monday it will no longer offer loans in its financial aid packages for undergrad students and instead replace them with more grants. The policy will take effect June 23rd, so students entering the summer of 2022 semester will be the first for the financial aid. After the most recent price increase at Netflix, subscribers in large numbers are leaving the streaming service.
Netflix is bracing for more layoffs this week as the streaming company attempts to cut costs. Staff impacted by a new wave of layoffs are expected to be notified by the end of this week. In May, Netflix laid off 150 employees, along with the number of contractors and part-time employees. Netflix has seen shares drop dramatically ever since it revealed it lost almost 200,000 subscribers and expects to lose many more. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lillian asks if I'm going to vaccinate my kids for COVID. My kids are older. Thank you for thinking I'm young. But, yeah, my boys are college age. So they already got the vaccine. But I get that a lot of parents are kind of weighing whether they should get the pediatric COVID vaccine or not. The FDA has emergency authorized, and the CDC has emergency authorized the 6-month to 4-year-old age group of the Pfizer vaccine. And the Moderna vaccine, is, I think, a 25 microgram dose. The Pfizer is a 3 microgram dose. There is a 2-dose series for the Moderna, very similar to adults, where you get one shot and then 28 days later you get the second shot. For the Pfizer vaccine, it's one shot, 21 days later, the second shot, just like adults. But then 8 weeks later, you get the third shot. So a child would be, quote unquote, fully vaccinated in 11 weeks, but in terms of immunity, 13 weeks, because it takes a couple weeks after the shot. So the White House chief COVID coordinator is recommending that young children get the vaccine, even if they were infected in the past. They say data shows that they will suffer limited risk of hospitalization and death, and natural immunity is effective at preventing the worst outcomes. So the youngest age group is now eligible, according to the FDA and the CDC. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator, told CBS Tuesday morning that he recommends parents to get their children vaccinated, even if the child has natural immunity from a previous COVID infection. The CDC data thinks that 70% of U.S. minors already have natural immunity. Dr. Jha's guidance comes even as official data continues to show the limited risk children face from the virus, according to Daily Mail, and that there is a limited demand for the shots when they become available to children between the ages of 5 and 11 this year, or there was a limited demand. COVID cases are starting to drop since May. I think we hit a peak a couple weeks ago, but we are seeing some resurgence or some encore a week or two after. So I do think we're going to see it well into 4th of July weekend, but the numbers are going to be dropping. So COVID cases have fallen below the 100,000 mark, even though the majority of cases aren't being logged in because people are just testing at home or they're just assuming that they have it. And according to Dr. Jha, he says COVID has been quite common in children. Actually, we think 70% of kids have ended up getting infected with COVID. Still worth getting the vaccine. It really offers an extra layer of protection. And what vaccines do is they keep kids out of the hospital, and that's why they are so effective. And everybody deserves that level of protection. Even if your child has been previously infected, the strong recommendation is to get your child protected. So the first shots are starting to become available. They might be limited. Polling for the Kaiser Family Foundation found that only 1 in 5 parents of children under the age of 5 are going to probably get their child vaccinated. A larger share, 38%, said they plan to wait to see how the vaccine is working for others. About 4 in 10 parents of children under 5 are more reluctant to get their child vaccinated. 27% say they will definitely not get their child vaccinated. And 11% saying they're only going to do so if they're forced. There's a limited demand for the shots. And also a limited demand for the 5 to 11. According to official CDC data, only 30% of Americans in the age group are fully vaccinated. Half of the 60% between age 12 to 17, minors generally have low vaccination rates, the youngest adults having vaccine uptake of around 80%. So the decision that a parent has to make to vaccinate their child is not an easy one. And I think parents do feel that there are some side effects with the vaccine. I also think parents feel that the current COVID wave is not much of a scare for their child. And they also feel that vaccinated or not, we're still getting it. And a big mistake our public health officials have made is they have not updated the shot. This is a COVID-19 vaccine. It's a 3-year-old virus. And even though I do believe it offers protection, the average, person is looking at this going, but I got vaccinated, I got boosted, and I got sick anyway. So most of the patients that I had seen over the last few weeks that came down with the latest Omicron wave were vaccinated and boosted, double boosted. And so if a double-boosted individual does not find that their clinical course of COVID changed, they're going to be less likely to inject something into their body. And again, I support the vaccine. I think if a parent chooses the vaccine, it is a good decision. But I think it should be a parent's choice, and I could understand why some parents might be hesitant. And I could also understand how some people do not want to inject anything more into their body because they just got through COVID. Their body went through it was pretty traumatizing going through Omicron. When I got it in January, that stunk. That was horrible. And I just wanted my body to recuperate. Yes, a booster might have, you know, primed my immune system, but you have a lot of individuals who intuitively go, look, I want my body to rest. I want my body to do what it needs to do. If it just got exposed to the virus, it's going to build up some natural immunity. The only issue I have is I have been from day one hoping we would have much stronger natural immunity. And it's kind of ticking me off that I am seeing people who have had COVID get it again. And it's really acting similarly to flu, where if you got the flu 1 year, it doesn't matter. You could still get the flu the next year. I was hoping that COVID natural immunity was going to be stronger. I'm a huge fan of natural immunity. Doctors have gotten into a bunch of trouble for trying to bring up natural immunity. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Natural immunity is huge. Our bodies have an amazing ability to make antibodies. I just don't understand why our natural immunity isn't holding up with this virus. And the CDC and the World Health Organization brought that up early on. They knew our natural immunity would not prevent us from getting sick again. How did they know that? Is it because they were studying it? Is it because they've been following this? Is it just the nature of the virus? But early on, they said, guys, natural immunity isn't going to cut it. And us doctors are like, wait a second, natural immunity can hold a very important role. In fact, studies have finally shown that both natural and the artificial immunity combined could be some of the best protection. But why was natural immunity ruled out? And I'm telling you right now, I'm seeing people who got COVID in 2020, got COVID in 2021, got Omicron in January, and here they are getting sick again with COVID. Now, they might not be hospitalized, so the natural immunity might get credit for that, or the vaccines might get credit for that. But I find it very frustrating that people are getting COVID every few months. Where's the natural immunity? And I'm not saying this to be against natural immunity. I'm a huge fan of natural immunity. I've wanted us to be able to do blood tests so we wouldn't have to be mandated to get a vaccine. But sadly, this is fueling into the side of, you see, we can't trust natural immunity. Well, for some reason, the virus is escaping the vaccine and it's escaping the natural immunity. The vaccine I can understand because it's a vaccine for a virus that's 3 years old. I cannot understand why our natural immunity isn't lasting longer than a few months. That is very, very frustrating to me. So that's why if a parent wants to get their child vaccinated, I support that. It shouldn't be forced. Should be between a patient and their doctor, but I don't understand why we're getting sick every 3 months with this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Khalil asks, what evidence is there that Biden has dementia? He says, nobody at Fox News or myself has provided evidence that Joe Biden has dementia. Okay, I haven't said Joe Biden has dementia. I have said that Joe Biden has shown signs of cognitive deficit. Okay? Ah, see? All right, case closed. Listen, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. It's ridiculous. We have a president who has some issues. You can see a long, decorated career start to appears when Biden speaks, when Biden loses his train of thought, when Biden seems to have a memory lapse. It is a far stark contrast from previous video footage of him in the Senate. And the man is aging, and he is showing some signs of some cognitive deficit. Many of us do. To label him as having Alzheimer's or multi-infarct dementia, I do think is inappropriate. I don't think a non-physician or even a physician should be randomly given a diagnosis such as that without there being some evidence or enough evidence pointing to it. But you can say that he appears to have some cognitive deficit at times. So when you have a brain fart, when you have a memory lapse, that is a deficit of your cognition. It's not a label. It's a symptom. It could be a diagnosis, just like how Bruce Willis was given the diagnosis of aphasia. It's a symptom. It's a symptom of cognitive deficit. It's a symptom of dementia. But nobody is saying Bruce Willis has dementia. They are saying he has aphasia. People are saying that Joe Biden has memory lapses. People are saying Joe Biden has gaffes. Joe Biden, I believe, might have intermittent leg weakness, which could be causing him to trip on the stairs. And that's not being mean. In fact, I wish more people would care about the president and get him some help. I think it is a horrible optic to have somebody that could be suffering from some sort of weakness to go up the stairs in front of all the cameras where he could possibly fall. I mean, with Hillary Clinton, they wouldn't let the cameras show her go up the stairs. And they protected her. Her reputation that way. I think, you know, if Joe Biden continues to trip and stumble, it's not a good optic, and they may not want to show him going up the stairs or coming down the stairs. I've fallen down the stairs. You could be any age and fall down the stairs. It is not a good look. I know people want to see their president strapping and bold and pretty pretty fit. Biden always has to seem to fight that, you know, look, him being 79, you know, he still got it. But when he does have these issues behind the microphone, when he does not want to answer questions, and he'll say his statement and then he'll quickly turn away and shuffle off. It's not a good sign. And it shows a deficit from his comfort with the microphone in the past. I have asked for there to be an MRI done on the president. Even if the results aren't shared with us, I hope somebody has done an MRI on him or a mini mental status exam. If that was done, then that could be the evidence that Khalil is asking for. But it has been asked by Dr. Jackson? And multiple people in Congress, and it has not been forthcoming. Do I think we need to know? You know, do I think it's moot? Do I think it's... I think it is important for us to know that our president is being taken care of. I don't bring the issue up because I want to make fun of him. I don't think we should be making fun of a president. I bring the issue up as a concerned citizen. If everybody is going to hide the fact that Biden could be struggling, then they might not be intervening. They might not be doing things for him that I think could help. I've told you guys I'm a huge fan of CPAP or sleeping with oxygen or continuous positive airway pressure, as I think that might stave off dementia. Is anybody doing that for him? If nobody's going to diagnose him, they might not be doing some things for him that might actually help his cognition. So when I bring it up, I'm not bringing it up to make fun. I'm like, for the love of God, help the man. as a physician, as a fellow human being. He needs some help. Not sure why I fell off the bike. I didn't really fault him for that because I've fallen off bikes. I'm a klutz. People can be clumsy. President Ford was clumsy. We all could be clumsy. But if he lost his balance, or if there was some leg weakness, that could be a sign that he might be suffering from some mini strokes, and a mini stroke could forebode a bigger stroke. I am worried about the president's health. I don't care what political party he's on. Just like with President Trump. If President Trump was walking around with a possible widowmaker, that's important to know. Nobody wants their president to have a heart attack in front of other people. So he said he got his heart checked. Dr. Oz looked at his lab results, whatever. He assured the public. As much as I would like our public officials to have privacy in medicine, if it is of any question that they are not making the decisions, and we voted for him, we didn't vote for his wife, we didn't vote for Kamala, we didn't vote for his chief of staff, we voted for him. And if he is the one that we elected into office, he has to do his job. If he cannot do his job, he has to resign. Personally, I think what's going to happen is before the end of his first term, he will, it's just my guess, he will resign and take credit for giving us the first female president. And he's going to say, I think the country is ready for this, and I want to, you know, so it's on him, and so he gets the credit. And because he is not going to want to leave his political legacy as not being allowed on the Democratic ticket for 2024. So I think he's going to want to leave in style. And he's going to say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys the first female president. It's going to go into history. I did that for you guys. I will step aside so you guys get a female president. Then Kamala will finish out the rest of his term and then be possibly on the ticket for 2024. I know that seems like a long shot, but that's what I think the game plan is going to be, because I don't think he's going to not want to be on the 2024 ticket, and he's going to want to look like he had some control. So if you do see, you know, political pundits or you see anchors, you know, make fun of the president, I've never thought that was appropriate. You know, you don't make fun of Bush, you don't make fun of Obama, you don't make fun of Clinton, you don't make fun of, you know, Trump, you don't make fun of Biden. But if we are seeing signs of some serious cognitive deficit, that has to be addressed. And he's got to see a doctor, and he's got to, or a medical provider, and he's got to get some care. And I think he has to answer to the public that he's okay. And if he's not okay, he needs to step down. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.